This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Randall White. One of the most closely watched political races on the Central Coast this primary season is not yet fully decided. KCBX reporter Karen Garcia has an update on where the candidates for the 24th Congressional District now stand.
Going into the primary with a field of 9 candidates, only 2 will make it to the general election. One of these will be Santa Barbara County Supervisor Democrat Saud Carbajal, who dominated the results, but the challenger is not yet clear. With thousands of ballots left to count in both San Luis Obispo and Santa Barbara counties, Republicans Kacho Ashagian and Justin Farid are still close enough that a second place lead change could happen. Assemblyman Ashagian told KCBX he's just in a wait-and-see mode.
We're okay with the results. It's people's choice. That's why we have democracy. And we'll accept the numbers as they are, and it definitely will change some. And we'll wait till everything is final.
Ashagian says in hindsight, he wouldn't change any of his campaigning tactics, but does believe his duties in Sacramento kept him from hitting the district as hard as he could have. Farid is familiar with this tight second-place situation, as he lost a close bid 2 years ago to Republican Chris Mitchum.
I feel humbled and incredibly blessed to see how many people came out and supported me as their candidate moving forward, and I'm very encouraged about the prospects of moving ahead and having a very competitive general election.
Cal Poly political science professor Michael Lattner says, while the final tally isn't yet known.
I think that Democrats are going to feel good going into this if Farid ends up being the nominee. Kacho was able to brand himself as more of a moderate. I think he'd be a stronger November candidate. But, you know, it remains to be seen. We'll see what happens.
While the results for the 24th district will likely come before the weekend, county election offices have until July 8th to submit their certified results to the California Secretary of State. Karen Garcia, KCBX News.